This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, a trip to the movies. We treat you to a cheap movie review. There might be something worth seeing. Matthew McConaughey is in a new flick, for example. And this one has to do with a real-life story that's rather interesting. It's about gold, and we'll talk about it coming up in our next segment. In the meantime, the president gets his first ride on Air Force One, while a self-styled alien hunter really, really thinks he spotted a UFO during a live feed from the International Space Station. Nobody's saying what he actually saw. I saw it circled and looked at it a couple of different times. Mysteriously, after that object appeared, NASA cut the live feed. So if you were looking for the eerie footage, it is archived. There is some archived footage that you can see, but there is nothing live any longer. So if that possible UFO were to streak by in the sky, you would not get a chance to see it. Let's put it that way. You'd miss it because it's probably, you know, they cut it. So we can only wonder. Forever and a day, we have speculated about life on other planets. It is an intriguing way to start this show, and it does make you wonder. I did see the footage. I did look at it, like I said. It was archived, and something very similar happened in 2014. And what happened was this object appeared, it grew bigger, it lasted for about 25 seconds, and then, poof, there it is, it's gone, just that quickly. And you see it come into the frame, and this is the International Space Station, so what you're seeing, the feed, you know, this is a feed, and you see the object just kind of furl forward, if you will. I guess that's the best way to say it. And it's spinning in a couple of different directions, and then it's gone. Very strange. I will say you have to be some kind of person to want to go into space. So if you were to go into space, anything's game. Anything's fair game. Anything can happen, and I suppose you know that. You know that there is the possibility of life on other planets. There is a possibility you might see some unexplained phenomenon, I guess. But there's nowhere to go. You see it. You may have pictures of it. They may cut the feed. And then you have to decide for yourself what you think you saw and what probably is not discussed actually that much. Right? Oh, we can't. It's unexplained. We don't know what it is. It was something. It was something, but we have no clue, so we're going to just kind of leave that alone, let you decide what you think, and we're not getting involved in that. In the meantime, getting involved he is, and that would be the president. The president on a tear on a couple of things. I mentioned his first trip in Air Force One, said it was a great plane, let the press take some pictures, etc. They were on the plane as well. And in the meantime, that wall keeps coming up. Spokesperson Sean Spicer said President Trump intends to pay for a border wall by imposing a 20% tax on imports from Mexico. But then they kind of backtracked a little bit, saying it was one idea for funding the wall. That comment came hours after the Mexican president canceled his visit to Washington. So the Mexican president is saying, no, I'm not coming. And talked about the wall and talked about not the embarrassment, but the just disgust with the conversation. The White House is definitely threatening the 20% tax. What does it all mean? What does it mean with the trade deficit of Mexico? Why is it so hard for Trump to make Mexico pay for the wall? Because they can just say, no, I'm not paying for the wall. You can't squeeze a nickel out of something that won't be squeezed. And this is what that pretty much is looking like. That it's not going to be easy to squeeze that money out of Mexico. The president was also concerned with size again. The president pressured the Park Service to find proof for his crowd size claims. In a phone call, President Trump was expressing some anger over a retreat sent from the National Park Service's account showing side-by-side photographs of the swearing-in and Obama's and his, and he ordered the agency to produce additional pictures of the crowds on the mall, according to some people who were there for that conversation. So will they really get that evidence that they were hoping for? I don't think so. I could be wrong, maybe. Maybe. In the meantime, a couple of other quick and interesting moments outside of D.C. In Philadelphia, thousands of people demonstrated against Trump. And somebody asked the question in the Washington Post, are we living in the new era of perpetual protests? I'm for people peacefully protesting, but I'm not for seeing a protest every single day in every single city in the United States. I am slightly exaggerating, but let's say every other day. No. And protests aren't effective if that's how you do it. And pretty much the people who organize protests, I think, realize that. And they also know that when you point to certain days, then you can rally more people. So the Washington protest was pretty darn big. Why? Because there was a lot of people that went to places like New York and Washington and some of the bigger cities, mostly women, but some men. And it just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And now they're talking about another march in March, perhaps on the Capitol. I say, let's wait to see what happens a few more weeks into this, because it's to me, it's just not effective to constantly have a march. I think it's one thing to have a march, but to have a march where you're keep going back and you have a march every other week or every week, and it's a big one, I think it wears on the effectiveness. It doesn't hold its point. It starts to dissipate, and I don't believe that's what they want from the marches across Washington, D.C., across the United States. I don't think they want to see that at all. As I mentioned, coming up, we're taking you, yes, you, to the movies. How exciting is that? You don't get to pick the movie, but you get to enjoy it for free. Gold, A Dog's Purpose, and Resident Evil next on America Tonight.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Feel it. Even today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it because it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's like right. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, smell it, pieces of free.
Ready to go to the movies? Ooh, I know I am. In fact, there's a really good chance I might see this movie, actually take a day off and see this movie, or at least a few hours anyway. And, well, there's two. There's two I might see, one because of a young niece, and so I'll go to the first one. The first one is called A Dog's Purpose. Take a listen.
What is the meaning of life? Are we here for a reason? Is there a point to any of this? And why does food taste so much better in the trash? This was me, and then this was me. Then I came back as this little guy. A lot of lives for one dog to live, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's start at the beginning.
I'm a new soul.
For me, it all began with a boy. His name was Ethan.
Bailey, 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 Bailey.
My name was Bailey, 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 Bailey.
No! Come on, Bailey, do it.
What does he want from me?
Get out. Get out.
Whenever life got Ethan down, I knew exactly what to do.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Go, Bailey!
We played with that ball all afternoon. Ethan loved it. Sometimes he just needed a little nudge.
Oh, sorry. That was the dog. That wasn't me.
Okay, well, maybe you should teach your dog some manners.
We spent every day together. Were they fighting over food? No, nothing in there. As the years went by, I could tell my time with Ethan was coming to an end.
Good boy, Bailey. I'm gonna miss you.
And then, it happened. I was back. I didn't have a... I'm a girl?
Good girl, good girl.
I had a new purpose. I was needed again. And again. And again.
Hi, you!
With each new life, I was learning a new lesson.
Hey,
have we met before?
Where did you find that?
Okay, ready? Go!
I tried to make sense out of all the things I'd seen. Was there a point to this journey of mine? And how did bacon fit in? If I can get you licking and loving, I have my purpose.
Ethan, why do you always have this dog with you? It's like a girlfriend replacement or something?
The dog's laughing at you.
Dogs don't laugh.
That's funny.
So a dog's purpose didn't get very high ratings. You get what it's about. I think it's pretty clever. It's going to be sappy. It's going to be talking about the dog and the dog coming back again and again. Dennis Quaid is Ethan as the big Ethan. KJ Apa is the teen Ethan. The voice of Bailey, Buddy, Tino, and Ellie is Josh Gad. Peggy Lipton makes an appearance as an adult Hannah. Teen Hannah is Britt Robertson. So pretty interesting. And it's a comedy drama. It's 120 minutes and it's about dogs, for goodness sake. It's Rotten Tomatoes gave it 33%, but yet 88% of the people want to see it. It's probably a great kids movie. So if you have kids, you know that you can take the kids to this movie. For something a little bit different than dogs, we move to the movie Gold and Matthew McConaughey. Check it out.
Well, you will see what I see. And that's money.
Not our money.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long
arm. Baby, where are you going?
This gold is this. Wrote me off years ago. But it's amazing how little gold does. It just changes everything.
Kenny.
Lawman is coming to the running, and I'm so far from
my Natasha.
Talking to her.
And three.
Right here.
Indonesia. That's where we'll find the gold.
Hey, man, it's coming down from the valley that I don't have very long.
Nothing, and the workers are leaving.
Wait.
Kenny, look. We got a gold mine.
We got a gold mine!
Yeah, for better or worse, the ride had begun. And what a ride.
I never doubted you for a second.
This is Ryan Wolf in New York.
They were coming at me from all sides.
We believe you're sitting on the largest gold find of the decade.
We're talking over $30 billion.
Washoe Mining turned into a rocket ship.
What else could a deal?
Who could a deal with him?
This isn't a deal.
No boss. No deal.
All right, so Kenny Wells is a prospector desperate for a break. He teams up with somebody else who's eager, a geologist. They go off on a journey to find gold, of course. Where? In the uncharted jungle of Indonesia. It is a true story. Matthew McConaughey, Edgar Ramirez, Bryce Dallas Howard is in it, so some familiar faces. And it actually is getting decent reviews, like at least 7 stars, maybe 6.5, depends. R-rated, long movie, 2 hours and a minute. Adventure drama thriller. And I thought it looked pretty interesting. The story is pretty interesting. So to me, I think it'll find its audience. I was looking at Rolling Stone to get a sense of what they had to say, and they say McConaughey dives into this role like he's just great. He's Kenny Wells. He's like a starving man sitting down to feast, feast, feast. And they reviewed it pretty well, at least his performance anyway. We slide from that to another edition of Resident Evil. Check this out.
Hey,
much before all this started. Sometimes I feel like this has been my whole life. Running. Killing. My name is Alice, and this is my story. The end of my story. 10 years ago in Raccoon City, there was an outbreak. It spread across the world within days.
One way or another, our world is coming to an end. The question is, will we end with it?
Umbrella developed an airborne antivirus. It would destroy the T-virus.
I have no reason to believe a word you say.
True, but I can offer you something you want very much.
What is that?
Revenge. We can end all this.
I have tickets to the Hive. We can go together.
What are we gonna do?
We're gonna kill every last one of them. Grab some gear. This is what I do.
Yeah. We played a long game, you and I, but now it's over.
I think you pretty much get the Resident Evil thing, right? It's that continuation. It's 7. Resident Evil 7. So this definitely has an audience. How is it doing? This Biohazard, it's just huge. Whether you're streaming the games, whether you're looking at one of the movies on PS4, I guess it is now at this point, it always finds its audience. That's what I'll say. And I guarantee it'll find an audience this time around. Do you like scary? Do you like creepy? Do you like gross? If the answer is no, this movie is not for you. Remember, go check out a movie. Send me a cheap movie review. I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Stay with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, toxins and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extracts gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judges' eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are like it.
Segment. I know I say this. I haven't said it in a while, I guess. But thank you for all your emails. Remember, you can always go to GCNLive.com or TuneIn.com and download the shows. I know a lot of you download the shows if you're not able to listen live. Many of you listen live and then want to go back. So that's great. I can tell because some of the emails are so thoughtful and we always get so many. So thank you for that. Let's take our first one. This one is from Mary who says, Kate, you are so right on about Donald Trump. He is like Speedy Gonzalez, pardon the pun, but he is so quick right from the second he hit his feet, hit the front of the White House. Boy, he is just making his agenda happen. And you've got to say there is something to that. Whether some of what happens doesn't work out, or some of it does, it really feels as though he is trying to shift the narrative. Oh, it does feel like he's trying to shift the narrative, that's for sure, because you're right, it's boom, 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 boom. He obviously had pretty in-depth meetings about here's what I'm campaigning on, here's what I believe, here's what's happening, especially when it comes to money-related issues. And that was what so many of you would say when you called the show in the past. You'd say, well, what if there was a business person, or what if there was somebody different who wasn't a lawyer, who wasn't cut out from politics, who wasn't completely grown from the political mold? And this is somebody who's not grown at all in that direction, had nothing to do with politics other than supporting people, that kind of thing, but he wasn't a politician. And now we're seeing, okay, this is what you get, this is how this works. And stock market-wise, stocks are up. Or the market is up in general, and jobs, the job scenario, which this was part of his deal about taxing companies who leave, keeping more jobs here, and the people in the Rust Belt, many of you listening to us, some who voted Democratic their whole lives were so upset about losing jobs, being ignored, and so far that's really been the tap, and this is really less than a week in, and fascinating to watch with the speed, fascinating to watch the speed with which he's operating. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Clay. Kate, I've never emailed the show before. I know that you're also, besides, you know, politics, business, and what you call buzz, I know that you're into tennis and into sports. What do you think of that all Williams final, so Serena versus Venus at the Australian Open? How about that? Yeah, how about that? Legendary players who are carrying U.S. tennis, because the men haven't been doing it. We've had great men in the past, but not recently. So now you have the two of them squaring off. I mean, it's, you know, Serena said an interesting thing. She said, after everything that Venus has been through with her illness, I just can't feel like it. I can't help but feel like it's a win-win situation for me. I was there for the whole time we lived together. I know what she went through. It's the one time that I genuinely feel like no matter what happens, I can't lose. She can't lose. It's going to be a great situation. They say they play all out. They've played each other before in many, many matches. It's been so long because Venus has been ill off and on, and it's been tough. So now you got an all Williams final, and it's just, boy, it is just going to be interesting to watch. I think when you think of the amount of tennis that these two women have won, and plus their age, Venus is 36, Serena's 35. In tennis, you know, you have these 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds playing. It's such a rarity. I think it's going to be a lot of people watching it. I mean, good for America that we've got two women that are in the finals. I mean, I think that's huge. And they played doubles together. For decades, they played doubles together in the Olympics and competitions, you know, majors, etc. They've done that. All right, let's look at another one. This one is from Hal. Kate, I love that the stock market is going up. I love it because you said there are still some people that work for companies where they have a 401k, and having a 401k and having the numbers go up is exciting to see instead of them go in the reverse direction. And I hope it continues because it's always so disheartening to, and it is, you know, you can't trust the markets, but we have to have money in the markets if we're average middle class, and especially if we're lucky enough to have that 401k. So I'm very happy to see the new changes, if it's for a selfish reason or not, that the 401k money is going up. Well, yeah, every time when you see the market inflate the way it has or jump up the way it has, I think it's, yeah, I agree. I think it is tremendous to see it. But it is, you know, easy come, easy go. It looks like it's on a trend to stay pretty solid. Even I talked about this last week. Mark Cuban said that it was great to see with the encouragement of business that the market was jumping up, no doubt. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Jake, and he says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this story or not. Did you see the story about the teenager who blackmailed the teacher for $28,000? I did see that story. It was a middle school teacher in Texas paid a student that amount of money to keep their relationship secret and, of course, was arrested after the teenager's mother found out about their trysts, you know, about them getting together. Sandy Doan, who is a teacher at this middle school in Dallas, was arrested last week, now faces sexual assault charges in connection to this alleged relationship with a 14-year-old boy. Oh, I just don't get this. The boy's mother told investigators that he was receiving large sums of money and was using it for illegal purposes. So that created problems. That means he's probably buying drugs or doing something, whatever it was. And that led to investigating, poking around, figuring out what was really, really going on in this, in this situation. And I just don't get these. I just don't get these teacher things. I don't. I don't understand what would make somebody do that. But again, that's and then getting caught. So paying the money and then on top of it getting caught anyway didn't work out too well. Let's put it that way. Not at all. All right. Let's move on to another one. And this one is from John. John says, Kate, do you think the Super Bowl is, I love these questions, do you think the Super Bowl is going to be a close Super Bowl? Oh, if only I knew. There have been great Super Bowls to me are heavy drama, incredible finishes. I can tell you the Super Bowls that I think were good, were incredibly exciting. So I would say in 2007, I can remember I was at my friend's house in Grapevine, and I was watching with them the Super Bowl, and the New York Giants beat the Patriots 17-14. Just David Tyree with his miraculous helmet catch. Eli Manning, an amazing performance, and that game could have gone either way. So that was incredibly close. 2014, the Patriots beating the Seahawks. Russell Wilson's goal line interception when the game was, hanging in the balance, and it could have been back-to-back Super Bowls for Seattle, and it was just the craziest thing to see because they didn't give the ball, Seattle didn't give the ball to Marshawn Lynch, and they would have most likely won. And it was just the oddest, shocking finish. And that's, so to me, that's good football when it's so close. If we went way back in the vault, I'm not going to go through this whole thing, but if we went way back in the vault, if we went back to 1990, the Giants beating the Bills, 2019. Scott Norwood, unfortunately, became the GOAT because of a 47-yard field goal in the final seconds. And that's how the Giants won that game. They barely won it because of the miss. So are we going to see a game like that where it's, where we're on the edge of our seats and it comes down to a last-minute goal stand, a last-minute kick, a stop, something like that? Oh, if only. Because that's truly the thing that keeps you involved in the game. If you're a fan of football, that's good football. I don't like to see blowouts. I mean, I know people, when they root for a team, they're just all over it when their team is beaten up on the other team, but I just think that's not great football. The game between the Giants and the Packers in the playoffs was phenomenal. And why? Because the Cowboys came back, and the Cowboys and the Packers, played their hearts out, and the Packers then, rolled on from there and go to the NFC Championship.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSen.com.
Been doing Nail the Score all year long, talking a lot about football. Steve Shanken joins us. He's the author of a new book called Undefeated, Jim Thorpe and the Carlisle Indian School Football Team. Steve, thanks so much for popping on the show.
Thank you, Kate. I'm really happy to be here.
So I wrote a book called Invade the Man Cave, and I talked a lot about football. And, of course, I do football here in America Tonight and also NBC Sports. I know it's America's game, but I think what people don't know, and you wrote a lot about this, is what football was really like back
yeah.
in the day. So if we go back to the 1900s and talk about athletes and dying while playing football and that kind of thing, what would people be shocked to learn?
A lot of it. I am a lifetime football fan, but I was shocked. I mean, the game was like all-out brawling, kind of like loosely organized combat. And there was no, in the early days, you talk about the late 18, early 1900s, no passing allowed. So it was just the biggest, burliest dudes with one running play after another. Basically, two groups of 11 guys would just group together and then smash into each other over and over and over again. And fans couldn't really even see the ball because they would wind up in these giant pile-ups where people would punch each other, pull each other's hair. And it isn't a joke because, you said it, I mean, kids were dying. And it reached kind of this really crisis point. 1905, 19 players died playing football.
Wow.
Can you imagine? I mean, as dangerous as it is today, and rightfully we're arguing and debating about it, but back then it was really on the tipping point of being banned entirely.
Yeah, and, you know, people don't realize this now. When we talk about equipment, equipment was so different. Of course it was different then, but the helmets compared to what they wore then and what they wore now, and plus, is it true you didn't really have to wear a helmet?
Not at all, no. One of the main characters in this book is Pop Warner, who's famous today mainly, I guess his name is known with youth football leagues, but he was a great coach, very innovative, and the coach of the Carlisle Indian School football team, which is what this book is about. But he played his college days at Cornell, and he called what his helmet was no helmet at all. He called it football hair. There's a great picture of him with this big, puffy, curly hair, and he said, "That's my helmet. This is what guys did to protect their head," which is, it sounds crazy.
Wow, no kidding. So what? How did Jim Thorpe and Pop Warner, how did they know each other? How did that relationship all happen?
Yeah, that's what's really electric about this story, is that these two incredibly different, dynamic people come together. Jim was a Native American kid from Oklahoma who hated school, and eventually his dad sent him all the way to Pennsylvania to this boarding school called Carlisle in Pennsylvania. And they had gotten together a football team and were just starting to make a little noise, get a little bit good, when Pop Warner showed up and started coaching them. But what really happened was when it all came together, when Pop got the team going, they were starting to be a little creative, which nobody else was doing then. And then the greatest athlete in the world, though in the form of a skinny teenager who no one knows is the greatest athlete, shows up there. And then that's that marriage. When they get together, then magical things start happening.
When you say magical things start happening, people really get involved in the game. People really start paying attention, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's too much of a stretch to say they saved the game. It's just the timing is one of those things you couldn't make up. But Jim started playing in 1907, which was just when they changed the rules. The only reason they allowed passing was to try and save the game. And at the time, President Teddy Roosevelt got involved. He loved football. It didn't bother him at all that people were getting hurt playing, because he thought, oh, that's manly, that's good. But he did see that people were going to ban the game. So he pushed colleges to reform, and they did, and they allowed passing, and they created an end zone and all these things that we know today. But that was just as Jim showed up. And so rules on a piece of paper are one thing, but this is the team that invented modern football.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. In reading your book, certainly you lay that out in the characters. There's no question about it. Do you think that Jim Thorpe is one of the greatest football players of all time, if you go back in his time?
I think he has to be. I like those arguments, too, although I know it's impossible to compare one era to another. But he, up to his, I mean, he was like something no one had ever seen. And it happened right from his first tryout. He walked on the field. And he had a combination of speed, agility, and power that you just never see in one person. When I was a kid, it was Bo Jackson. Remember Bo Jackson, who could
just
do everything?
Me too. Bo knows.
And he would play baseball and climb up a wall in baseball, and then he would play football. And he was both stronger and faster than everybody. That was Jim in his time.
Boy, no kidding. He was just an all-around great athlete, and pretty much anything. I bet even if you were to transport him to today, I think he would somehow assimilate into whatever the sport was. He was just an all-around good athlete, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He could do anything. And he even went to the Olympics in 1912, which is when he was essentially would it be kind of like between junior and senior year in college equivalent, and competed in track and field. And he won two gold medals. And the pinnacle of the Olympics in those days was the decathlon, you know, where you do 10 different events.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is he had never even done some of them. He was fast and he was good at track, but he had never thrown a javelin or a shot put. He just kind of showed up and saw how people were doing it. And nobody took him seriously, just like the team. Nobody thought he could compete, and he just went in there and just dominated and won gold medals. And that was when the whole world realized, okay, this is hands down the best athlete in the world.
Yeah, and on Pop Warner's side of it, just did Pop Warner have the foresight to know that this sport was something and that it would grow and get bigger, and did he just know that?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, he loved football. He's an interesting character in his own right. His dad wanted him to be a lawyer, and so he went to Cornell and trained as a lawyer, but he hated it. He thought it was so boring. And so he kind of drifted back to coaching football. And I just think, I'm not sure if he thought it was going to be a big deal. He just, it called to him. You know, he had played, he wasn't great, but he saw, wait a minute, what if we don't do the same old boring thing over and over again? What if I pretend to go this way and then go the other way? But it's that light bulb moment that seems so obvious, but the idea of running reverses was, it's just no one had done it before. And so he brought a creativity and artistry almost to it that was definitely brand new.
Yeah, and you know, you talking about the Olympics, and in your book, you have actually a picture of, you have lots of pictures in the book, which is great, because it comes alive for you in reading the book, Undefeated. You've got what was in the paper, and one of them says, Jim Thorpe, professional, pleads guilty to charge. So what happened was, he had to be, once he was called a professional, he had to return prizes and money, well, money essentially, right?
Yeah, this was the hugest scandal of the time in sports. You know, way bigger than Tom Brady deflating footballs or anything like that. I mean, it was the equivalent of that, but it was much bigger, really, and much sadder. He had won these medals fair and square, but Jim, like so many athletes and college-age kids, had played summer baseball in a semi-pro league. He made, you know, $20 a month or something, but it was a summer job, essentially. And so many kids from Ivy League schools did this and then went to play Olympics or compete in so-called amateur track and field. And it was no problem. But when Jim got, quote-unquote, caught doing it, because he had never hidden from doing it, he used his own name. You could look at the box scores from this North Carolina league he played in, and it was a very small time. But he got caught doing it. And, yeah, it became a huge scandal. Look at the papers from those days. It dominates the news. And he was forced to return. They basically stripped him of his gold medals.
Wow. I mean, crazy to think of. I mean, now they kind of straightened up those lines of what is professional money, et cetera, because it started, you know, back in those days, you know, he wasn't making a lot of money. It wasn't a lot of money whatsoever. It was money to survive, basically. And we know football players had crazy off-season jobs. I mean, they worked when they were playing.
Yeah, that's the other tough thing about Jim. In addition to this, which was really, I mean, you have to, you know, the race was clearly a factor in this controversy. But beyond that, he could have, today at least, even without medals, made a fortune playing football. But there was no NFL back then. There was no professional football yet. And so he went to play professional baseball, which he was good at, but it wasn't his thing. You know, it wasn't his gift. But he was good enough to play on the Giants and a bunch of teams for a few years. But you're right, he never made a fortune doing that. And then when pro football started, he got into that. And he's already 30 at this point, which, you know, for a running back, that's a grandpa. That's old. So he still had a little bit of the magic, but it was not the same anymore. But he played into his late 30s. But as you said, he never made a good living doing that.
Yeah. Wow. Pick it up. You can pick it up at Amazon, I'm sure. Steve Shenkin, the book is called Undefeated, Jim Thorpe and the Carlisle Indian School Football Team. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Kate. It's been really fun.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.